Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a busy, busy, busy day for me. Of course, welcome to Beverly Nation. This is the product of it. And this is Too Far by your true friend, Olasky. I'm waiting for our brother to come in if he can, but I'm going to do his show. I'm always prepared to do everybody's show if I need to. We are broadcasting out of Lagos, Nigeria tonight, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join me in the conversation brought to you by them boys, Looking Glass Entertainment. So why don't we just go ahead and start off, right? His topic tonight, which will be our topic tonight, is Happy Holidays. It's almost Christmas, y'all. Are we the people, respected or disrespected in 2020? And finally, let's truly share our knowledge plus your businesses, just because. And we only live once. So, you know, we're going to do that tonight in the spirit of the will of God. And of course, you know, Two Thorns has always been a show that, you know, it's always been outrageous. Now, of course, you know, I've had a long day, guys. Not only meetings, doing my own podcast with Sharice Lee earlier today. It's been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. So I'm hoping this is Will of God on the line right now. Will, is that you? Make sure.
Thank you for that money.
Oh, hey, how you doing? All right, well, we're still waiting for Will to come on. So, yeah, yes, indeed. So I'm going to put you back in the ice for a second, okay? All right. So basically, you know, it's been a lot going on in 2020. What more can we say about one of the most challenging years of all of our lives, all around the world? And, you know, a lot of times we don't take a lot of us don't take the chance to really think. You know, whoever you believe, you know, if it's a God, your lucky stars, whatever, to take the time to just understand that we are the people. You know, like Will would say, this is you know, the holidays coming up. And if this situation hasn't really gotten you closer to your loved ones, then, you know, you might be an alien, a monster, something, because you can't be a human being, because this has been a trying time. We've all had someone that we have lost. You know, here on our network, I'm bringing a person with me that we almost lost, and I get a chance to really talk to her for once. Like I said, we're still waiting for our brother Will of God to come on. If he doesn't, I'm going to carry on this show. The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting in Shawnee for the class of 2019, Miss Jerry Petito. How you doing, Jerry?
Hey, sweetheart. How are you?
Doing all right. You know what I mean? The show must go on. And I want to be able to tell you something that on air that I have not been able to really say. All the world out there who listens on the constant, you know, we're broadcasting right now out of 57 countries, you know, translated in 48, not only through the Blog Talk Network, but also through our own internet entities. We almost lost you this year, you know, to COVID-19. And what a loss that would have been. You have persevered through it all, through a lot of craziness, you know, to things that's still going on, right, Jerry? You know, just persevering through it all and, you know, being part of, you know, our Battle Network stars and being part of Omidianas again, you know, for your second time. And seeing people come on our network and do great things, you know, a lot of people look up to you, and if we would have lost you, it would have been, you know, just as devastating as Darlene and Anna. Who we lost in 1 year, you know, 1 month apart. You know, we dealt with Darlene, and then you were here for that, and then all of a sudden we lost Anna Wendell. So it's like, what in the world is going on? What shall we render? But I want to say this to you, to everybody, so they can hear the sound of my voice, being chief executive officer of this wonderful, wonderful network. I want to thank you so much for what you've done down through the years and still doing tonight and in the future. Your tireless work is definitely appreciated not only by me, but also your peers who voted for you last year as host of the year, who've seen you go into the Hall of Fame, who've seen you hold up your end of the bargain with excellence, you know, great personal life, and all of that, helping people, working tirelessly. And so we thank you right here and right now.
I love you, and I want to thank you for everything that you do. You always say this on a constant basis, but I feel that way about you as well. And you're going to make me cry because I didn't even expect any of this right now. So I want to thank you for being who you are, for giving me this incredible platform on O&E and everything that you do for every single one of your hosts. I mean, talk about tireless. You work every single night and you control all our, I don't mean control, but you know what I mean? You put all our shows on and you work the background and the music, and you're also a 2019 Internet International Hall of Fame for DJ. And what you do is incredible to me. So you're going to make me cry tonight. Again, I didn't expect you to say any of that, and I want to thank you publicly for saying that to me. I love you, but I want to also thank you publicly for everything that you have done.
We are the people, or are we the people? Are we respected or disrespected in the whole general aspect, Ms. Jerry Petito?
Oh, boy. So, you know, the more that's going on, the more with 2020, okay, and the more that I'm seeing and understanding, because I said to you a long time ago, I must have been sheltered from a lot of it. I mean, I knew the racism and all that, of course, but because of my world, my family, my lifestyle, I played no part and didn't even realize the extent of it. But yes, I agree with what you're saying in your question, yes.
And not only that, but just share your knowledge. Any new things come up for you in 2021 that you'd like to tell the listening audience at this time? Just because we only live once.
For 2021?
Yes. Anything that you'd like to share? Things that you're doing.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So, guys, I'm the author of I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. I'd rather be a smart ass than a dumb ass. I wrote that book in 2016, and through this 2020, good things have happened as well, and I revised my book. So that's going to really be out in 2021 as far as a lot of promoting from me. I'm going to be doing a lot with inspiring authors as well, Angela Thomas Smith. I'm going to be on Roku TV, hopefully. That's going to take place. So a lot of really cool things are happening. I also do a lot of recovery coaching, and that's never going to stop, Brother O. You know
right.
that. That's my
Absolutely.
Heart
yes.
and soul. You know, that's my heart and soul. So I am hoping that 2021 is not only a great year for me, for my family, for my friends, for everyone. You know, we need to raise the bar a little bit here and pray and keep hope and all that good stuff. So that's my prayer for 2021 for everybody.
All right. That sounds great, man. You know, I thank you so much. As we're waiting for our brother, hopefully he gets a chance to get on the air tonight because he has so much to share tonight about this topic, but I'm just going to go on and roll on because, like I said, the show must go on.
Yeah.
Anybody that, you know, knows who's on, you know, like I said, contact Will, make sure he's okay. But we're still waiting for him to come on the radio tonight. So thank you so much, Jared Petito, the Jersey Jewel tonight. I appreciate you.
I love you.
Love you too. And of course, we go to the next track, y'all. You know, I mean, what more can you do, man? You know, I think that this is an apropos song right now for Oney Dynasty, and we're going to go on our next caller, and I think it's true.
DJ Doc, you know he's down with us. D Square, he's down with us. Keyboard Money Mike is down with us. ICU, you know he's down with us. Nice and Mick Buddha down with us. Miss Melody, she's down with us. Just Ice and DMX are down with us. My manager Mo, he's down with us. Castle D, boy, he's down with us. DJ Red Alert, he's down with us. RoboCop, boy, he's down with us. Making funky music is a must. I'm number one, 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 one. Rapping for a joke, a passing hope, or a phase with the rope. Sometimes I choke and try to believe. When I get challenged by a million MCs, I try to tell them we're all in this together. My album was raw because no. no one would ever think like I think and do what I do. I stole the show and then I leave without a clue. What do you think makes up a KRS? Concisive teaching or very clear speaking? Ridiculous bass, aggravating treble, rebel, renegade, must stay paid. Not by financial aid, but a rate of hits, causing me to take long trips. I'm the original teacher of this type of style, rocking off beat with a smile or a smirk or a chuckle. Yes, some are not up to BDT posse, so I love to step in the jam and slam. I'm not Superman, because anybody can or should be able to rock off turntables. Grab the mic, plug it in, and begin. But here's where the problem starts, no heart. Because of that, a lot of groups fell apart. Rap is still an art, and no one's from the old school. Cause rap is still a brand new tool. I say no one's from the old school, cause rap on a whole isn't even 20 years old. 50 years down the line, you can start this. Cause we'll be the old school artists, and even in that time, I'll say a rhyme, a brand new style, ruthless and wild, running around, spending money, having fun. Cause even then, I'm still number one. One, one, one. KRS-One, of course, comes to express with style the lost ways of rhyming, old and new, past and present. Knock, knock, who is it? A brand new style. Oh, time to change. People talk about me when they see me on stage. Live in action, guaranteed roar. I hang with the rich and I work for the poor. Now, tomorrow, you can say you saw KRS-One stomping once more. I play by ear. I love to steer the Alfa Romero from here to there. I grab the beer, but not in the ride. Cause I'm not stupid, I don't drink and drive. I'm not a beginner, amateur or local. My album is selling because of my vocals. You know what you need to learn? Old school artists don't always burn. You're just another rapper who's had his turn. Now it's my turn, and I am concerned about idiots posing as kings. What are we here to rule? I thought we posed to sing. And if we ought to sing, then let's begin to teach. Many of you are educated, open your mouth and speak. KRS-One is something like a total renegade. Except I don't steal, I rhyme to get paid. Airplanes flying, overseas people dying. Politicians lying, I'm trying not to escape, but hit the problem head on by bringing out the truth in a song. So BDP, short for Boogie Down Productions, made a little noise cause the crew was saying something. People have the nerve to take me for a gangster, an ignorant one, something closer to a prankster, doing petty crimes, going straight to penitentiary. But in the scale of crime, that's really elementary. This beat is now compelling me to explain in silence why my last jam was so violent. It's simple, BDP will teach reality. No beating around a bush, straight up, just like the P is free. So now you know, a poet's job is never done. But I'm never overworked, cause I'm still number one. One, 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 one. Kumo D, he's down with us. Eric B and Rakim, they're down with us. Dexasonic, they're down with us. Dana Dane, he's down with us. Sleeping Bag Records, they're down with us. My lawyer Jay, he's down with us. Jive RCA is down with us. Naked Funky Music is a must. I'm number one, one, one.
First two tracks we played tonight was, of course, Houdini and Friends. How many of us have them? And, of course, you know, Chris Parker, you know, Scott LaRock, Boogie Down Productions, Always Get Paid. You know what I mean? You know what time is, right? So we're right back right here in Lagos, Nigeria, of course. And what more can I say? 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by them boys, Looking Glass Entertainment. I am your boy, Honeybee Olasky, filling in for Mr. Will of God tonight. And, you know, the topic tonight is real simple, and he had a great topic. It is, you know, happy holidays. It's almost the holidays, y'all. You know, are we the people, respected or disrespected? And, of course, you're going to share your knowledge about things you're doing in 2021 just because. Here's our next caller. And on these stations, caller number two, what we going to do with you right here on Two Thorough.
Hello, all. This is Poetic Jewel, newest intern for ONE Dynasty. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing all right, Miss Poetic Jewel. It's nice to hear from you always. You always call, you always support. We like that. And you haven't done a show yet, so you're definitely showing lots of loyalty already to ONE Dynasty.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's necessary. We have to support each other. I love your topic tonight. Are we respected or disrespected in this society? I think that, to be absolutely honest, we are the most undervalued and underappreciated group of people on the planet. We have contributed so much as a people that it's just preposterous what the things that we go through here in the great nation of the United States. And now, you know, it's almost like a snowball effect. It's happened so much here that it's happening worldwide, you know, and it's intentional. Our contributions have been not only minimized, they've been just completely muted as if we haven't created the entire world. Like, I mean, and, you know, people are afraid to say those things. It's almost as though it's blasphemous to speak about these things, but it's not going to stop happening until we start to speak openly about these things, and more importantly, until we start educating our children, even devaluing ourselves. You know, it starts way in a public school, first grade, you know, when you start, I remember even for me as a child, you know, you start to recognize the characters and books and things, you know, you got your dark villain and everything associated with darkness is evil. And then you got your white shining knight, knight in shining armor to come and save everyone. And that's just so sad. And I say that it needs to start with our children as early as even first grade kindergarten when they first get in.
Yes.
They need to have an understanding that we our history did not start. Could you imagine just I'm gonna try to wrap it up, but could
no,
you
no, 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 wrap nothing up. Just keep talking. Don't do that now. You better talk. Go ahead, you better say that. Go.
If we did not grow up with the mindset, just listen to this, please. If we didn't grow up believing that just a measly 400 years ago, we were saved and brought over here, cultivated by the great white almighty. And without, you know, at the end of the day, it almost makes it seem as if we should be grateful for all that happened because ultimately we did become American citizens. When in fact, that would be ridiculous to even – why would we have been the only people on the planet to stay in one place when the planet has been here for, what, 6 million or 6 billion years? Which one is it? So we just decided, all of us, stay in Africa. We traveled nowhere else. What more could our ancestors leave behind besides a sphinx? I mean, what else? What is it? What's bigger than a sphinx? And they're all over the world, and they're in the image of us. Like, you can knock the nose off. You can do what you want to it. It's fact-based information. It's in our face. There's no denying that. But we have been so brainwashed, just us, black people, white people, everyone in the world, and to thinking that the other way, that we, you know, that we are fresh out of Africa and on the slave boats, and that's where our story starts, that we don't think, we just don't use our common sense. That doesn't, we're still trying to figure out how those pyramids were built. We're still, it's written in the Bible. I mean, even if, you know, you're, which we have so many people in the world who, you know, go to church, you know, that's where we congregate at, thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people, Christians. In the very first pages of the Bible, they give you the description. They give you the description of your God. You know, if that's your God, you know, they describe Jesus as a man of golden complexion with woolly hair. And we have even taken that. I mean, what in the world? Why? What is the big deal about us black people that we have got to be hidden like this? What is so special about us, that everything about us has to be whitewashed and hidden? That's my question. You know, and when people start to ask themselves that question and really write down why, you know, most of the time when something is being hidden like that, it's of great importance and somebody's afraid. What are you afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we come to the realization and they understand where we really came from. When they come to the, if you're a child and you don't come, you're not learning that you are like a burden to the entire world. You weren't a burden on the American people, that you created the internet, that you were the first, one of the black people, the first surgeons, that you, did I say created the internet? I think I did.
Yeah, you did.
that you were the first in flight. When you find out that, I mean, what haven't we touched? That we created the GPS, that the traffic light, all of the basic stuff that we learn in school. In school, what do we learn? You got Black History a month, and they reiterate the same stories about the same, what, four or five people. You got Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, Malcolm, and at the end of the day, all of those freedom fighters died. No, there were a whole lot more people. If your child knew that they came from, created everything in this world, that the first schools of math and science, astrology, they were in Africa, that everything came from us, including humanity, I think that we wouldn't have so many children out here lost. You wouldn't have, there would be such this great sense of pride, you know, in our children. And you would probably have a far better outcome as far as, you know, our children, our men, you know. You out here and you lost, you know, trying to find a sense of direction. You know, these prisons have been created for you. The projects were created for you. The police are shooting you. Everybody in the world sees you as a criminal. But then they question why and how you end up that way. I mean, that's a lot of pressure every day. And it's just like, if we were to work together and if people were to actually take all that I just said into consideration and started to show some respect, the world would be a far better place, because we would be working together and you would be able to, black people would finally be able to show you their true light. We would finally be able to show you our magic and do what we're supposed to do in this world. But until that happens, you can best believe that all this taking place in the universe now, the tsunamis, these storms, the crazy weather, the birds haven't even migrated. The universe is responding now to this foolishness. This is ridiculous. And we, too, we have to step up. We have to start, regardless of what's taking place in the world, regardless of how many people keep on trying to step on our necks, you know, we have to continue to move forward and do more, so that our children have better lives than what we have, so that our life, it's happening, though. It's happening right now. It is happening. These kids, they don't give them their props. They say, oh, this rate is up, this, you know, the prison system is blah, blah, blah. These kids are going to school. These kids are graduating. These kids are becoming doctors and lawyers at 22 years old. This generation right here, they are the ones. But we all have to, it's been for so long. It's so many layers of it. You know, the grandparents have passed down this crappy legacy at the dinner table to their children. And you know, you can ask black people, you can ask white people. We all racist, regardless if we want to openly admit that or not. We are, you know, you have preconceived notions. And it's not until we start having these uncomfortable conversations out loud, until we start to speak the truth without it behaving. You remember when Michael on Good Times, I was Michael when I was little. We remember Michael on Good Times when he said to his
the
mom,
militant midget.
Michael wanted black Jesus on the wall. And I remember saying that to my mom, and my mom is a Southern woman. She didn't know any better. And it was, you know, she was pissed off that I said that. We had white Jesus everywhere, every aunt's house. Everywhere we went, there was white Jesus. And I said, well, why don't we hang up the black Jesus? And mom says, well, what color is love? Now, she was pissed. You know, what I spoke was almost blasphemous to her, but why? because she had, you know, that's what she had been taught, you know. It's been
ingrained
in her from the time she was a child. Now, there would have been nothing wrong with, it shouldn't have been anything wrong with hanging up Black Jesus, but for some reason, we can't talk about that, and we don't ever question why. When you go into the Black churches, what other place could you possibly go to get a message, such a huge message across, this message that could change the life of the masses? The church, that's where it is. But even in the Black church, we don't ever openly say that, even though it's written. Nobody ever talks about it. And then some people will say, well, you know, it's just kind of common sense. It's not common sense when every picture that you see is of a white man and we are praising him as if he was our savior. Everything having to do with white is right and they've saved us from it. No, we are to the point now where we are accepting our truth and we are saving ourselves. And that one thing to me, these things that I just spoke of are the things that will help to change the world. They are even coming out now on cartoons and saying it out loud. Hey, why have we whitewashed everything? It hasn't been good for us. It's actually been highly detrimental to the entire world, the way that they've, you know, whitewashed everything. You've gone so far as to even go into the pyramids and to try to literally change the color of the hieroglyphics. Like, come on, man. What we've got written on the walls of the what more proof could they leave behind for us? We created you guys. You guys migrated up into the Caucasus Mountains, and you subjected yourselves. You lived in caves, and, you know, you were in cold temperatures, and it changed your phenotypic traits. Your noses, you know, you had to do that. It was cold. You're in caves, and so the color of your eyes changed, you know. The straight hair, you went from that climate where we were in, and you guys just morphed. You had a vitamin D deficiency. A mutation took place, and out came white people. And that is a fact. And it's unfortunate that you have to dig to find this, but it's a fact. And when everybody knows this, then we can probably move forward. Just respect the fact that we are your ancestors. Every single person that you look at, you descended from the Black people, and that's just point blank, period. And I thank you so much for allowing me this forum to say that out loud. I don't know how many people heard it, but I wasn't talking to myself.
Well, the key is this. I was going to say this. You know what I mean? Because one thing I love to do is let a person talk. Now, tell us how you really feel. Now, imagine this young lady is about to come on the 30th. Of this month, you know, take us to the new year. Now, very briefly, and I mean very briefly because we have other calls, we're going to keep on going with the show. So give me about 2 minutes. What is your plan for 2021? I mean 2 minutes, poetic.
2021, it is time to finally push the book out. It's already written. It's already written. It's just time for it to either hit Audible or the shelves or something. It's time to get the book out. I'm going to do the best that I can at ONE Dynasty and see where this takes
me. Thank you.
I plan on, briefly. I don't, you know, I don't do brief very well, so.
Yeah, that's all right. You're going to do it now. 2 minutes. You got to go with the show. You're going to do brief now. Go ahead. And I'm telling you, you got 51 seconds. Keep going.
You put me on a radio show, and I love to talk, so you did the right thing.
This is true.
I'm not going to keep you up any longer. I just wish, you know, peace, blessings to everybody. I hope that the next new year is great. 2020 has been great for me. You know, a lot of people have done a lot of complaining, but this was the year for you to appreciate what you had, learn to appreciate what you have so that you are able to move forward and be blessed. Wookie, if you can't do nothing with what you got, my friend always says this, if you can't clean up your room in your little house, you know, if you can't be organized inside of your little house.
20 seconds, girl.
I'm gone.
That woman can talk a country mile all around Afghanistan. And I love that because that's the spirit. It's always, you know, the rookies. It's always that spirit. You remember when you was, you know, ONE Dynasty host? Remember when you were a rookie? Remember how excited you are? I love the fact that she's excited and we're glad to have her part of the ONE Dynasty family. And you know what? It's kind of funny. So I'll take the next caller. Man, that woman and all the ONE hosts and all the listeners, we ain't no joke.
let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about a thing you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, converted into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame, I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named. Another enemy, not even a friend of me, cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and after staring your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tuna get rougher when you start to stutter. That's when you had enough of fighting, it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke. MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin. Pattern the paragraphs based on you and your offbeat DJ. If anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait till each day play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke. You can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke.
Mind tonight, man. The great will of God had an outstanding thesis for you tonight. And what more can I say? We are out of Lagos, Nigeria tonight, okay? 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. No, I'm not Stacey Ladisall, okay? I'm sorry. Brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. Now, of course, the topic is, you know, happy holidays. You know, are we the people respected or disrespected? And finally, just share your knowledge on, you know, anything you're doing, any businesses, anything you're going to do for the new year, just because we only live once. Outstanding topic from my brother, Mr. Will of God. Next caller on the line right now. You're on the line right now with me, Honeybee Omaski, right here on Two Thorough.
Peace and blessings.
Hey, sister, that's how you feel.
Oh, I feel wonderful. Oh, man, I wanted to jump up and holler for the sister who came before. She laid it out, and I love every minute of it.
I know you did, Bessie. I just know you did.
you know I did. Yeah, I wanted to piggyback on some things she said about the children, teaching the children.
Yes.
Because I went downtown and I made sure that I got these posters because I saw a video of a child about 2 years old. That child knew the ancestors, knew who Marcus Garvey was, knew who Malcolm X was. I mean, he was only 2 years old, and they put him in front of the audience, and he named every one of them. And this is what she's talking about. I understand what she's talking about, because if we don't let them know what we have achieved in life,
mm-hmm.
they gonna think that they never did anything. And, you know,
that's
when
right.
I take a look at these black inventors. I have this large poster where we made the horseshoe. We even made the shield that the police use today. That was created in 1870. We did the air conditioner. We did the the washer and dryer, the computer, just like she said, even the toilet. I mean, this inventions poster has over 270 things that we have created around the world, and our children need to know that. And then
yes.
I have another poster of great kings and queens of Africa. Think if your kid knew the great kings and queens of Africa and the things that we did in America. I have another book called The Black Chronicles. This book has advertisements from the newspaper from 1778 to 1956 of all the things that we did, all the advertisements back then from slavery on up today. It even has Marcus Garvey in it. It has all these articles in there. These things, instead of getting the kids toys, get them these posters and these books to start letting them know who they are so they can be proud of themselves.
Yes.
I love
yes.
what that sister said. I love what she said, because we have neglected our youth and given them the knowledge that they need so they can lead us, a lead after we're gone.
You know, it's
and
crazy, Bessie.
You know,
go ahead, Bessie. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. And I just
no, you
wanted
funny
to
day.
Say, yes, I just wanted to say, if you want to start teaching your children, look up the Black Inventors poster
mm-hmm.
and the Great Kings and Queens of Africa and the Black Chronicles. Now, you can go to blackandnobel.com and order this stuff for your children and help them lift themselves up. Okay, brother.
That's right. No, don't go nowhere. No, okay, nothing. You stay right here. I'm going to say this one right here. And it's something that I see a lot of propaganda. I'm going to go there in a minute. But, you know, I want to thank Will of God for saying to be here tonight. But his topic was just metamorphosis to something that's just amazing. You know, this came from his mind. This conversation mm-hmm. came from his mind and his greatness and genius. Now, this
yeah.
I'm not saw on the internet. It's this light-skinned brother on the internet. And you got to be careful of the propaganda, the feeding of the propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what the brother is saying about this guy by the name of Meskowitz, who was born in 1879, and he came up, and he was the type of guy that said the propaganda of us being from Africa, that the African-American
yeah.
We're from the Indian tribe, and we're not from Africa. Now, let me say something to you.
Yeah.
Be careful of the false, so-called false prophet and fake. Now, see, that's what Donald Trump meant when he talked about fake media. That's what he meant. Because you got people that's giving you this information. I know you're going to raise your hand and shake the tambourine. Listen, Mrs. Beverly. Let me say this. You got people coming in doing this, saying this is the gospel, this is the truth. It's half right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a lot of us are descended from the indigenous people of this land. But you got to remember that were they the true indigenous people? Because they were active here in this society before those people were here in this society. Now, think what I just said. There were African people or people from a Cubano or Khmer, whatever you want to call them, black people, were here on this continent before the so-called indigenous people on this planet. So who was really indigenous? The original man was always here on all four continents, five continents, Antarctica, and your mama's house, okay? They were all here. So be careful, guys, what you see on the internet. A friend of mine sent me that. I really appreciate him for sending me that. You know, I'm going to go to the next. I'm going to give you another question, Betsy. But I appreciate the you're going to cut me off, Betsy. You're going to cut me off. But Betsy, I ain't finished.
Oh,
hold on.
Sorry.
You ain't sorry. Anyway, I had a friend of mine that. That's why I love Betsy. She's genius. When she gets hot, I'm going to tell you. Okay, I got you, Betsy. But it was a friend of mine that sent me that post. I want to thank you, brother, for either sending me something I should know or sending me propaganda that's going to try to change my mind on things. If that's the case, you're not strong enough, because that ain't it. You got to come a little bit harder than that, okay? But, you know, it's sad that that type of propaganda, this guy couldn't say core. He said United States Marine Corps. He said Dubois. He said Dubois. He can't even pronounce. Okay? So you got this ignorant black man who can't even speak for himself or even spell check his words before he comes on. And you got this situation. It's sad in itself. You got to be very, very careful of these people. Yes, I mean, I know as part of my family, it was tribes. And, you know, through time and nature and everything, people, like the wonderful sister said, you know, which is out there for you to know, it's true. You know, the comments change your skin, your tone and all that. But people keep telling you that we are, you know, and let's not go into details and all that. We just tell you what facts. The original person is the Melanite man. Okay, that is the Melanite woman. So the womb man, like Sharice said beautifully, she was the first person and only guy to ever say womb man. Then they shortened it to woman. Because, you know, and then, of course, you know, so, you know, she was the first woman to say that. So I just want to get out there in that part. Now, Bessie, you ain't going to stay on this too long because I got another question to ask you when I get these callers on. But go ahead. Please say what you're about to say. Go ahead.
Yes, I have heard people like that doing that in their lectures. But we can't separate ourselves from Mother Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot do it because, as she said, we travel from Africa all around the world. This is what the enemy wants you to do, to separate you from Akubaland.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to know that. We wouldn't be in existence if it wasn't for the beginning of civilization in Africa. So we cannot, as a people, separate ourselves like that. This is what the enemy has done for eons, and that's what the enemy wants to do. And when the Africans came over here, they showed them a film and told them not to be with those Americans. But Africa has learned. A lot of our history and stories were told by American lecturers over here.
Correct.
So
we
cannot separate ourselves from our motherland. We cannot do that. If we do that, we will ultimately destroy our culture, our spirit that goes from them all the way around the world.
It's funny you said that, Bessie. listen to this young man. I have a priority. We got callers. But to hear this man, I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, is he serious? He's saying that the Ask God for it didn't happen. The middle passage didn't happen. And his record, it's not an American record. Not this little Jew guy that came up and, you know, said the Ask God myth. This is something called counterintelligence, which means they're saying that the man, you know, created the myth, even though it wasn't the myth. Do you understand that it says this man created a myth that wasn't a myth? That's like saying, you know what I mean, I'm going to try to keep it clean tonight because it's just not my show. But I'm going to get some sex, never. Who says that? I'm going to get me some sex, never. That doesn't make any sense. So that's what this young man has, you know, listen, I don't want to mention your name, brother, but I want to thank you for that post so that way we can talk about it as really being, you know, the cow crap that it is. And we want to thank you for that. So, Bessie, very quickly, in 2 minutes, what's your plans for 2021?
Well, to continue my same lifestyle, you know, spending time studying and taking care of my body and my mind. That's
all
what
right.
I have planned for the coming year. And I'd like to say that's not really the new year. That's another thing we have to study as people are.
Bessie, we got 2 minutes. Get out of here. Bye, Bessie. You know, that's the Bessie Trooper. We all know that Bessie is going to go on just like the other. And you know, it's kind of funny. Both of them are Tauruses, too. That's kind of funny. They go on, boy, cut you out. All right, guys, before we take our next callers, man, we're going to come back on these OND stations. But you know what? Hey, Billions, show them, you know what I mean? Show them the hobby on the job. Surround me in the bar.
I want to. I like to introduce myself. My name is Abyss Markie, and well, I'm the human orchestra called Biz Markie. Making music all the way is my specialty. Why not go, I want to? Girls get excited when they hear my lyrics, they want to recite them. I know you're in the mood. Just go with the flow, and I can play rapping records and all disco. Like Beat It, Billie Jean, by Michael Jackson, all the treasures to your ranking. They gon' ask you when you hear me do it, you will be shocked and amazed. It's the brand new thing they call the human beatbox craze.
Make the music.
On the mic, you know the bomb that I say. All the people like, I get the crowd jumping, get the girls' hearts pumping. All the party people say, isn't he something? Rock from New York City all the way down south. Saying rhymes and making music, book my mouth. I'ma tell your party people how I began. It started when I'm living in Long Island. Hey, when I was a kid, I used to play in the street, making sounds with my mouth, all sorts of beats. Grown people used to say, what? Grown people used to say, what? That strange noise, it was like for all the fly girls and all the homeboys. Then I tried it at a homeboy's basement party. They thought it was a record laying over me. When they came by the DJ and saw who it is, they said, make the music with your mouth, biz.
Make the music with your mouth, biz. Make the music. Two or three times, and one time you can't believe. When I walk down the street, people crowd around me. It's like,
call them sounds, they want jump in marquee. I tell them it takes a lot of practice and lip control. I've been doing it since 15 years old, and everywhere I do it, the people say I'm good. I even get big respect in my own neighborhood. I'm telling you a fact, and just like it is, even mom, pops, and cops say, what a biz. Everywhere I go, I always rock the boat. Gonna end this rhyme with this one note. Not gonna act conceited and say I'm the best, but I'm guaranteed to pass any kind of test. I say they're fine with funky fast lyrics. When I do the beat, the party people going to hysterics. That's why I'm here to say today that I'm doing my beat in a special way. Making musical tunes orally, I have perfected. I'm very well known, greatly respected. I like to thank people without no doubt. These hot party people, it's time to break out.
Make the music. Make the music. Make the music. With your mind.
Back in Long Beach, California, transmitting and, of course, broadcasting out of Lagos, Nigeria. What more can I say? It's 516-453-9133. You know, just got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by them boys, Looking Glass Entertainment. It's almost, you know, the holiday season, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Are we the people respected or disrespected? I'm going to bring on the next caller. Caller, you're in line right now with Two Pharaoh, with your true friend, Olansky.
Hello, this is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. How are you tonight?
Hey, Commissioner, how are you?
I'm great. I'm just sitting here taking in all of this conversation tonight. I thank our guest, our host, my fellow co-host, Poetic Jewel, for sharing tonight. I tell you, I've been to... Y'all don't even know this journey I've been on, but, like, wow. Like, she really did some enlightenment tonight for some people.
That's a good thing.
I was on a post.
Yes.
I was on a post earlier, and, you know, I made a comment. Somebody else made a comment. Comments went back and forth. But I had a guy that came on, and he shared some insights, you know. So it took me to a book that he wrote. You know, he wrote this book. So it took me to a book that he wrote, and it's called On the Shoulder of Giants. And it's talking about people that, you know, people don't talk about, that discovered things and did things in North America. You know, people right here amongst us. Things that happened in, like, 1500, then you got some happened, I'm talking about, like, 1765, 19, 1892, then even over in 42, you got a man. And I never heard of some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they don't talk about it. They
this
don't talk
true.
About a lot of stuff. And a lot of stuff we've just been, that's just been hidden. And, you know, I was listening to something today. And the lady was saying, you know, she made sense to me. You know, we don't we fight against stuff that we don't understand.
And that's right.
When we don't understand something, I thank God for this network, because in all of our differences, we are so much alike. And our messages are so much alike because it's just we want people to be enlightened. We want people to know who they are. It's just like we want people to know the truth. We want them to know that they have power, that you ain't got to keep searching for something to fall out the sky or looking
right.
to somebody for something.
Right.
I mean, these last 2 weeks, things just being revealed to me. And I know a lot of people probably think I'm off the rocker because a lot of people ain't understanding how I'm pushing and going. And, like, I probably didn't even tell y'all that I lost another family member. I lost another family member to cancer, you know, but I press because I can't tell somebody to do the things that I'm telling them if I'm not doing them and if I'm not showing them. It's just like this lady said,
mm-hmm.
you know, how can we expect somebody to press through and to overcome something if we ain't overcoming nothing? If we ain't, and there's no manifestation in our life, if we not seeing no fruit from our truth, and we got to stop letting people be our oxygen. It's just like we starving. It's like we wanting bread. We wanting to be fed, but we not willing to do what we need to do. Like I listened to Sister Bessie. She said she going to continue to study and feed her mind and watch her diet. That's the same thing. That's just confirmation. Same thing another lady was saying. It's all about what we putting in our body. What are you putting in your body? What are you feeding your mind? What do you feed? And she talked about the mind. That I mean, literally, she got a picture of the mind in outline of the cranial, and she talked. Oh my God, it was amazing. Like literally,
yes.
Like if I didn't know that this was this lady talking, and I'm getting this from her. I could have sworn I was on one of our networks. I was on our network listening to somebody from our station. Literally.
Mm, that's,
for real.
That's good.
Like, that's how in tune she was with what go forth on our network. And that's why I'm so glad to be a part of this. And I know I got to go because I know other people are in line. Because this has just been amazing. I thank God for this topic. I think it is what it is. I'm grateful for
will of God. Will of God did this. Will of God
come before me. And I'm grateful for this.
Give will of God his props.
It started. It's like, but it started even from we will aware you. It's just like the conversation is just carried on. And I thank Brother Humi for an amazing show last night. Oh my God. It's just like I'm just still on this. Thank you, Brother O, for all you do. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be a part of this greatness and this excellence, because this is definitely what's taking place. And if people are not tuning in and people are not getting it, if they not getting these nuggets and applying them to their life and watching this stuff manifest, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, listen, you still got 2 minutes to tell everybody your plans. 2 minutes now. All right, girl, 2 minutes to tell us your plans for 2021.
My plan for 2021 is to keep doing what I'm doing now, because 2020 has been amazing for me. I don't know what the hype was with everybody else, but 2020 has been amazing for me. I walked into some things that I didn't think I could walk into. And just like I said, I'm a living example of everything that I share across all of my platforms. I want people to walk in purpose. I'm walking in my purpose. I can't tell you to walk in purpose if I'm not walking in purpose. So you have to know what your purpose is. You have to discover what it is that you're supposed to be doing. And those ingredients that you, man, oh my God. Thank you. I'm out. I appreciate it. Just press forward. Find out what your power is and walk in your power and know that everything you need is inside of you. Discover it If you need to go back to school, go back to school. It's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late. Thank you.
All right. You heard Commissioner Angela Thomas Smith. Listen, y'all, you know, we're going to do a little cha-cha-cha if I go to my next caller. Hey, MC Light, what's up?
Cha-cha-cha to this Mardi Gras. I'm the dopest female that you've heard thus far. And I do get better. The voice gets wetter. Nobody gets hurt.
As long as you let her.
Do my thing with an 89 swing. The dopeness, I write, I guarantee delight. To the hip-hop maniac, the uptown brainiac in full effect. MC Light is back. And better than before, as if that was possible. My competition, you'll find them in the hospital. Visiting time, I think it's on a Sunday. But notice, they only get one day to shine. The rest of the week is mine. And I'll blind you with the science that the others have yet to find. So come along and I'll lead you the right way. Just clap your hands to the words I say. Come on. I got the power to spit out and devour at the same time. I'll eat you up with a rhyme, but I let you slide because you accidentally hopped on the wrong side. Now come on, that's suicide. Hypothetically speaking, okay, let's say you didn't know what you were doing. You're new in town and you're looking around for another name to ruin. And it's me that you're pursuing? Well, 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 I'll be damned. I might as well tell you who I am. I am the capital L-Y-T-E. Shocking, I'm the one you're mocking. Oh yeah, I've been watching you. Watching me like the fat on your back. It's plain to see that you're a wannabe. But you can't be what you're not. So you better start living with what you got. Kick this one here for me and my yeah. DJ K-Rock, let me hear a crack. Now it's time to kick a rhyme out the patch. And you receiver, eager as a beaver, time to convert the non-believer, that I'm a roadrunner, leaving you in the dust. I can't adjust to the times, and at times I might just get quicker than the trigger of your pacemaker, more tender than a loony, but harder than a jawbreaker. So don't ever second guess me, and if you're wondering who could the best be, think a second, and recollect the worst whipping you ever had yet, and I'll bet that I did it. My fingerprints are still on you. How many times I gotta warn you about the light, it'll blind your sight, but the rhythm will still guide you through the night. Kick, 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 this one here for me and my DJ.
My girl, Lana Mora, you know her as the great MC Light. To me, the best DJ will tell you she's the best female MC that ever, ever lived. Station identification, y'all. It is Oni Dynasty, and we are out of Lagos, Nigeria. Broadcasting through www.blogtalkradio.com and other internet subsidiaries. We're going to bring our next caller on right now. Caller, you're on the line with me, Olaski, your true friend. And this is true friend. Oh, Lord have mercy. True friend. Long day.
Hey, peace, peace. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. What's happening, man? I'm getting tongue-tied, man. I've been broadcasting since 12 noon today. So, yes, indeed. You can, like Andrew Thomas Smith said, you got to persevere. The name of the show, y'all, is Too Thorough. And I'm your true friend, Olaski. What's going on, man?
Yeah, definitely much respect. You know, I punched out to make sure that y'all can hear me loud and clearly on this one.
Uh-oh.
Much respect, much respect to Will of God, man, for such a great subject. And what can you say about that sister that came on? She haven't even did her first show yet. Mm. She had me sweating like Keith Sweat, James Brown, and and Barry White all put together, man. You get what I'm saying?
That's a lot of sweat, bro.
Yeah. All at the same time. Well, you had to grab a mop and a bucket for the Magic Man. Look, let me share this real quick. So the follow the line of questioning. Happy holidays, okay? That's easy. Happy holidays, and have a prosperous new year. That's easy. So now, let me answer the question. We as a people have yet to get our respect. And if you really, really follow my track record, Potter, we will aware you, or Operation Nighthawk, and all this is exactly what it's talking about. Because if you look at, you know, besides the 400 years of being in bondage, according to Scripture, and that's Bereshit chapter 15, or Genesis chapter 15, 13, for the people who need to look that up, okay? Like I say, even the government of the United States of America still, you know, they're going to keep shuffling the papers and all that kind of stuff like that, not talking about money. And, you know, they can't even come to an agreement to officially apologize for all of the atrocities and all the hell that they have put people through for over 400 years and counting. Matter of fact, it's 420 years and what we at, like 19 days right about now?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so let me continue this thing here. Our people, the melanated people, want to be loved so bad, even when it comes down to things was segregated. A lot of people don't realize that we was in one of the best positions to be in when we were segregated. I'm going to tell you why. Because that time, we had no choice but to depend on ourselves and each other. The best mm-hmm. of us came out when we couldn't go to the hospitals. So, all in all, we're counted through. And there would be geniuses that would be born amongst us that could work herbs, right? And whatever remedies that they came up with, it was able to take care of the issues that we was facing when we couldn't go to the hospitals, okay? I'm saying all that to say this. Don't mistake Magic Man Haru, because to see all people getting along, that's one of the most beautiful things that we all should aspire to do, right? But what I'm saying is, to what extent? To what extent do we have to stop, you know, having faith in, get this now, a deity, a God figure, or whatever thing you want to call, even they want to play the God games with the languages and all that kind of stuff like that, right? They made a concentrated effort in order for us to stop looking towards a deity, that's a dead ancestor, by the way, look it up, or a God figure in our image and after our likeness, and accept that the God figure in images that's non-us. Every other people on this planet in their right state of mind, right? See, it's only the brainwashed, melanated person that say color don't matter. I want you to look up National Geographic magazine. Matter of fact, they, you know, ever since Easter, they've been putting out, this is how Mary looked. Okay, now this is 2020 years later, right? But they know every time that they paint or put a European image up there, I don't care who drew it, the way that the scriptures say, because it made it easier. When they was able to convince us to stop speaking the languages of the scriptures, stop mastering the languages of the scriptures, right? It made it easier for somebody else, a so-called European scholar or whatever, to come and interpretate, you know, with their interpretations of the scripture, right? And most people, 85 to 95% of the people are going to be dependent on what this so-called scholar says. And if they can convince the average mind to be dependent on what Webster say, right, or what some biblical scholars say, how they translate this or translate that, go there with your mind, everybody who's listening. If you look at Revelation in the way that described, or I'll script that because that's where they want to play games. I want you to go to the book of Daniel, Prophet Daniel, and turn to chapter 7, verse 9, and this is where they copied this image of the Ancient of Days that was sitting on the throne. So they can do that when they want to do that little Greek translation. But they can't play with it when they look at it in Aramaic or Hebrew, because it's speaking about the Ancient of Days, right, whose hair was like the pure wool. And everyone knows the beings who have hair like the pure wool. And you can, I don't know if you've seen my dad. My dad has got hair like steel wool, right? I mean, that's a coarse, thick type of hair that's predominantly in our nation of people. And they spent how dark the skin, extremely dark. But they flipped it in Revelation and said that it was the color of copper or brass as it burned in a furnace. There's no way you can burn something lily white. Okay? Now, if only everybody else don't have a problem. The Chinese don't have a problem looking at Buddha in their image. The so-called Arabs don't have a problem. Even they try to, they want to veil, as they say, the Prophet Muhammad's face, right? But he can spread his arms. You can see the whiteness of his armpits. But they don't have no problem about doing that. And any other person or being or people in their right mind is going to be able to look at their ancestors with pride and self-respect, besides the brainwashed 85 to 95% people primarily over here in America. These years still want to be loved. Our people still want to be freed by other people. Okay? So here's the remedy. Respect is so much better than money. I even seen a group of Mexicano brothers. I didn't see the sisters, right? They actually walked off a job. Are you hearing me, Honey B? DJ Olasky.
Loud and clear, brother. I'm here.
I don't know what the issue was, but when they started recording, these Mexicano brothers was in formation, grabbed their tools, and they walked off the job. You understand? And whatever they was boycotting against, whatever made them stop working, they got it. The way you handle respect. But if you take all the things that took place in sports with the national anthem and all of that kind of stuff like that, all the things that took place with all of this so-called Melanite people who's working all these police stations, sheriff stations, whatever, right, who sit back and working in a police station and they countless do all kind of senseless murders with black men, women, and children. Our people won't do it. Our people, can you imagine? And I said that on the coach's show. That's the way you do a boycott, because they need us a hell of a lot. And I normally don't say that word, a lot more than what we need them. If every so-called football player had sacrificed, right, that issue, they would have had no choice. 95% still want to be loved. Here's the difference, and I'll be finished. I ain't going to be no closing tonight. Here's the difference. And you said the best, DJ Olasky. When you deal with a bully, you can love that bully all you want to. That bully don't care if you love him or not, right?
We'll take advantage of you.
Learn how to train. If you learn how to defend yourself, right, like I did, right, you'll be able to not only gain your self-respect, but I guarantee you, that bully who attacked you would think more than twice once you show a bully that you mean business. And we have been bullied, we have been molested, we have been all kind of things. That's why I say we can have all the money in the world, but at what cost? At what cost do we have to keep making excuses for all the evils that they commit? It should be an all-out boycott, not just from so-called melanated people neither, since they want to say all lives matter. Every time a black man, woman, or child who senseless get killed, it should be, if that's true, then everybody should be outraged, not just over here in America neither. The whole world should be at a standstill when something like that happens. But you know why? Nobody in the world is going to do it until we're ready, able, and ready to do it. And currently, look at all the time that's left. Our people can go from singing, marching, and dancing, and as soon as the holiday come up, they spend more money than anybody else in America. All of this, you know, protesting, shouting, and boycotting, all that kind of stuff like that, right? But just as soon as the holiday come, they're going to spend all countless money They forget all about all the kind of issues. You can't not expect the people to respect you if you don't take time to respect yourself. Now, I come from a generation that you are not going to attack any one of our brothers, because if it's our last day here on planet Earth, you best believe then it will be our last day on the planet Earth when you come for one of ours. You know, our people have been singing and dancing and praying and wishing and waiting for too long. It's time for to get your self-respect back, and love is not going to do it.
All right, now, what's your plans in 2 minutes for the great 2021, sir?
My plans for 2021 is to get some of these documents out. My first two is Damascus Way Perspective for the Religious State of Mind, right?
Yes.
And the other is The Science of Becoming Instead of Learning for the people that have became addicted to gathering a whole bunch of information, reading without comprehension, and not taking time to apply.
Outstanding. The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting Shrine for the class of 2020, Mr. Huni Dakatun. So what have we learned tonight? We learned that we have an outstanding host on this network. His name is Will of God. He facilitated this outstanding conversation tonight. His topic was magnificent. I just wish he was there to bring it to us tonight. And we hope all is well. And I do believe it is. And tomorrow night, we come back on these ONE stations, of course, with our boys. Come on now, you know what time is. Huddle up, Huddle Sports Nation. D Gibbs and Uptown Deuce at the regular time this week, okay? 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these ONE stations. And of course, WNX has advertising to ONE, which is on the Dela and Goes Enterprises. You reach, of course, at www.thelookinglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozy Prime Time on that. Badnut.com. We're in Gozy Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Gozy at Pinterest and Google Plus. Ola Deli and Malay and Gozy at Facebook, as well as our business page, Too Thorough, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio. Established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, Lay Day Lay. Donnie goes with my gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli, Malay and Gozy, saying good night and good luck to all the folks under the Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. You know what time it is. I always say it best. And all y'all have to be around the best, which is ONE Dynasty, internationally known and locally accepted. It's your boy, BKA the Honey Bee, Olasky. Turntables Lane 2 for you and you, saying, just like we started, friends, how many of us have them?
Girl, me and you, one-on-one against the world. talking on the telephone for hours at a time, and else I was at your house or you was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common. It could have lasted longer because it started out strong, but I guess we went about the whole thing wrong. Because out of nowhere, it just came to an end, because we became lovers before we were friends.
Friends.
Call friends.